Good, I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a react. Men are superior to women reacting to Fresh and Fit Podcast. I used to watch Fresh and Fit Podcast every now and then at first to Abba and Preach expose them and whatnot. But they do got a smart strategy bringing in all the hot women on there and whatnot. Hot women keep eyeballs. But before we get into this react of the react, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
It's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one.
Everybody talk about this a new drink. They like that turn, that lick, that slap. It's that one. Everybody talk about this a new drink. They like. They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, scroll below those website links and you'll see actual store locations in those states as well, along with the Dizzle brand merch. You see the shirt shining. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on the store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, so I have not even watched this video. But let's get into it.
Bro, I sleep every night, with like bro. Three girls, send them home, go to sleep, and wake up an alpha male. What do you do, bro?
I wasn't ready for you to throw it to me.
Okay.
I thought you had a whole spiel going.
No.
I'm like, I don't know. I go to sleep with my wife and wake up the next morning and have a Greek yogurt and come to work.
Guys, we're going to be reacting to the Fresh and Fit podcast. You've been requesting it on Discord, so without further ado, let's get into it. Hey guys,
nice
and
beat.
Welcome.
Nice beat.
You guys on Discord have been telling me that I either A, need to be on the Fresh and Fit podcast or need to react to it. And I think we've touched on Fresh and Fit on this show before. It's sort of this alpha male dude bro podcast.
Yeah.
This guy named Myron typically hosts it, and they bring on a bunch of like Instagram sort of thotty baddie girls
thotty
to sit
baddies.
And talk to him about their feminist ramblings as he responds to them. And there's often other men who will sit on the panel as well. Andrew Tate used to go on Fresh and Fit, or maybe still does. Sneeko. So we're going to react to some Fresh and Fit podcast videos today. This one's titled, "They Still Don't Understand Why Men Are Superior." Myron loses his mind. So we're already starting off with a real strong statement. Men are superior. And, you know, these alpha male podcasts get a lot of heat because they're like, men can cheat on women and it doesn't matter. When women cheat, it matters. And men can go to the club, but women shouldn't be at the club. Just like random stuff of judging men versus women and coming out with maybe some good takes and maybe some bad ones. So let's watch this video and see what we find.
There's every incentive for women to get into engineering. They just choose
not to.
It's
that's
a why
choice,
in
ladies.
The island, there's a choice for a woman to be the top dog of all those people that are out there trying to survive. And she probably can do it better than a man.
Interesting. Okay, so they're already out the gate talking about engineering and STEM fields, which we know, notoriously, women do not choose to go into. And people could say that's because women are not encouraged to go into STEM, but women are being encouraged to go into STEM now, and they're still not doing it. And if they are, a lot of them are miserable. But I'm not saying that women can't be in STEM and they can't be successful. Sure, plenty of them can. But there's a reason that women don't go into those fields. Now, they're talking about this scenario of being stranded on an island and with other multiple people, with multiple people and who's going to be the top dog on the island. And she says that a woman could be the top dog on the island. So let's continue.
You're still on this?
Yes.
Bruh, like.
Take me to an island. I'm going to survive.
You, oh, yeah. You will not. Because, ladies, the reason why.
On a game show.
Simply put, the reason why you won't survive without men is because there's going to be other men that are going to f you up and take your resources. Do you not understand that?
Oh, so the like, man's going to f me up?
Yeah,
like the Hunger Games. No, I'm going to f him up. What the f?
Like the Hunger Games.
Who the hell?
You do.
I'm losing brain cells already. We're already two down.
I loved how we started with the nuanced discussion of why women are underrepresented in STEM, and now we're moving the nuance.
All right, let me chime in. The chick is wrong. Like, if you're stranded on an island with other men, like, I've seen this before. The men on the other island, they built freaking mansions. The women are still over there on the other side arguing about who's going to lead. And he's clearly right. Andrew Tate touched on this, like, about feminists. Like, feminists need men to fight for their issues. You know, it's like I was thinking the other day, like, all these women be talking about, I don't need men, or women don't need men. Well, if that's the case, then women should only fight wars. We don't need men to fight wars if women don't need men, you know. Only women should have to fight wars if you don't need men. Men should be able to just chill and not fight wars if you don't need men. Women can do it all by themselves. And let's let women fight all the wars, and let's see how much they need men for protection. I agree with Myron on that. Women will always need men for protection. Unless you got a gun, you know, most women aren't like getting guns, getting shotguns, getting carry license. There will be women and a lot of women that will always need men for protection. Let's keep it moving.
That's discussion. An intelligent discussion.
You want to hook me up?
Yeah.
You want to hook me up?
Women's ability to defend for themselves on a deserted island.
Oh, let's keep going.
I realize, you said you're 31, right?
You said that a man's going to f*** me up?
Okay, you're 31,
gosh,
right?
No.
Grown woman, you're
an adult. Se me sale la cubana, okay?
Mari.
Y nos fajamos.
Okay, you're a grown woman, you're an adult, right?
Yes, I am an adult.
Okay, you do realize that like a 13-year-old boy will physically dominate you, right?
Negative. He could be right. Feminine. Like, you dudes are born feminine sometimes and sissified. Is that boy going to come in and beat me?
If I take a healthy...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
If I take a healthy, able-bodied 13-year-old boy...
Oh, a 13-year-old boy is going
to
fight me.
He's going to f*** you up physically. Yes, he will.
That is your opinion, and sir.
Let me think about this.
Could you take a 13-year-old, Amala? We talked about this right before.
A strong, able-bodied 13-year-old... Probably not. Like a post-puberty 13-year-old, probably not. But pre-puberty 13-year-old, maybe. Once you start getting into 15 and 16,
see?
I'm dead. I'm sorry.
There's some big 15 to 16-year-olds out there.
You've got a few boxing lessons under your belt, though. You can probably, you know.
Yeah, hold on. Like, let me big screen it a little bit. There's some 15 to 16-year-olds two times the size of me. There's some 15 and 16-year-olds that are probably like 6'2", 6'3", and, you know, close to 200 pounds. I'm like 5'4", 5'5", 150 pounds with my computer gut. You know, even... Like, there's 15-year-olds that are outmatching me, you know what I'm saying? And not mention I got a messed up shoulder from my shoulder dislocated, a metal rod on my leg, and 5 screws in my foot. There's some 15-year-olds that can definitely take me. So she's right. Like, this chick talking about there's no, you know, 13 or 14-year-old that could take her. Oh, man, let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving.
lessons. Yeah. I watch UFC, so we maybe have some tactical advantages right. there.
But it's also like, yeah, are we talking like 13-year-old Harry Styles, or are we talking like 13-year-old NFL player?
Right, right. Timothy Chalamet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Or Derek Lewis, you know, who are we talking about? Mm-hmm. So yeah, but the general premise is men are stronger than women, and that's
Thank
undeniable.
You. Thank
Let's
you.
Just go ahead and put that out there. They are stronger than women on average, and that will always be the case. Honestly, with the T levels that we're seeing right now, maybe that won't always be the case, but we hope it will always be the case.
She's right.
Opinion,
it might
ladies.
Not.
You guys, so. Hold on. Let's do some common sense here. Do you guys realize that there's a reason why there's a WNBA and an NBA? Do you realize there's a reason why there's MMA for men versus women? Men versus men and women versus women. There's a reason why they differentiate the sexes. Men,
things
whether you like it or not,
now. It's pretty gender neutral.
Men. Oh my gosh.
Where are things changing?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe gender neutral bathrooms. Not gender neutral NBA or gender neutral boxing or UFC.
Where are
things getting gender neutral? Other than with like some woke BS that is infiltrating our society.
All right. You know what? Let me zoom back up. See, this is where the transgender argument goes all wrong right here. This is where it's not reality. It's make-believe. It's imaginary, made-up bullshit. Yeah, biological men can identify as women, transgender women, and they can go and dominate women's sports all day long. And if they keep allowing biological men to identify as women and play in sports, they will dominate. Excuse me. Throat got a little dry. So, they would dominate. But this is where their argument goes all wrong. No biological woman is going to the NBA and identify. No biological woman is going to identify as a man and be a transgender man and make it an NBA. No biological woman is going to identify as a man and make it in the NFL. No biological woman is going to identify as a man and make it in Major League Baseball. The only sport they're doing it in is, and it's not even a sport because it doesn't require athletic ability, is race car driving. It's not really a sport to me. Sports are, to me, when I think of sport, I think of athletic ability. No female tennis player is going to go over to the men's side and really have a chance of fucking competing. What's another sport? No female soccer player is going to go to men's soccer and really stand a chance. I could take the worst NBA players, the worst bench players in the NBA, and take 10 of those guys and then go to and put them on a team. And I could get the very best players in the WNBA. I guarantee you those 10 bench players will beat them 10 times out of 10. Now let's keep it moving.
Men are physically superior to women. I don't care what you guys
physically.
Say. Physically.
Physically.
That's it. Biologically, that's true.
Physically. We are physically superior to you. So if you fight a 13-year-old boy that's able-bodied, he's going to f*** you up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And here's the thing. This is how I know that we live in such a civilized world. We live in such a crazy civilized world that women forget the carnage that men are capable of. And that's as a boy. This is not a grown man. So if you take women by themselves with no men, the men are going to come in, they're going to invade, and they're going to either kill you off or turn you into slaves. The only reason women are able to exist is because they have men protecting them from other men that want to conquer. Men conquer. It's been that way since the beginning of time. You look at the military.
I agree with
predominantly
it.
Men.
1,000%.
Why has it been since the beginning of, U.S. history almost? We just let women into infantry, which was a big mistake, by the way. But why? Because women are not suited for war. Period. You guys are not. I mean, you guys weren't really even able to enter the workforce until we gave you guys tampons. And men invented that too, by the way. So
great invention.
Yeah. Like a lot of the convenience.
lot of silence as they're talking right there. And he makes the infantry point about, you know, women should not be able to enter infantry. I feel like if you're a woman who meets the same physical standards as a man, and that's something you want to do with your life and with your career, by all means. But there should be no lowering of standards so that we can allow women to participate.
Thank you. I love this chick. I freaking love this chick. Not only is she beautiful, she applies common sense, common knowledge. She lives in the real world, not some imaginary fairy tale world. We should not lower the standards of infantry and Navy SEALs to make it easier. You either meet the requirements. Like, there's some things that you just don't lower standards for. You know, we don't need to lower the standards on policing and the military. Those things you just don't. We don't need. It doesn't matter if it's male or female. We don't need weak-minded people in the army or military services or enforcing law. You know, we don't need weak-minded people. We need people that can truly handle the most pressured situation. Like, when you talk about being at war, you're talking about, I haven't been there, but you're talking about pressure like no other pressure. It can't, the pressure of war has to be far greater than the pressure of, you know, some corporate company. When your life doesn't really depend on it, when bullets aren't flying by and bombs dropping and things of that nature, you know. Yeah, I agree with what she just said 1,000%. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the other thing he said of that men are physically superior to women, I think you need to qualify that a little more. Yeah, because they're not superior at being able to bear a child or nurse one. And so it's not superior at being beautiful.
Right.
So it's not an, you have to define your terms a little better than that. Now, if you said they're physically stronger, then yes. I mean, as a matter of generally speaking, that is true.
Yeah.
So, but again, like, yeah, I think he makes a lot of these, you know, generalizations that are true about the differences of men and women. But I think a lot of this is like the subtext is he's taking it a step further than that and like saying that some of these norms of men dominating women not having a say, things like that are inherently good because of those differences. And I think that that's where he gets a little off base.
Right. Completely agree.
Conveniences and things you enjoy, these modern conventions were created by men to make your life easier. And if men did not create them, you guys would have a really tough time living the lives that you live now. So it's like, and this is a fact. This isn't me just talking shit.
Were you there when the guy created it? Or maybe there was a woman there helping him, giving him ideas too.
Well, the thing is, you could also just very easily make the argument that women weren't given the space or the opportunity to create the products and advantages that men created for them. So that's like having somebody in power and be like, well, here's food, and be like, look, I gave you food. And the woman's like, well, I could have gotten the food if you gave me the opportunity to go out and get it. So it's not really a great argument, but I see what he's saying.
I agree with that.
The subtext is like, women would not have been capable of inventing something like the tampon. It's like, I don't quite buy that. Buddy.
Yeah, pretty sure we would have figured that out.
A lot of men take credit for a lot of women's ideas.
Like 99% of inventions were made by men. That's a fact.
Or did the man take credit for it?
Oh, gosh. And it's just like, if you had an intelligent girl to, or anybody intelligent to talk back to you, they would have used that argument of women not having the space to actually go out and create things so men could perform. Instead, they're like, you don't know.
Could have been
a woman behind there.
Giving them ideas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Behind every good man is a good woman.
Because that's...
If you look at every major invention,
Google wasn't there either.
It was made by men.
Don't Google. They decide what.
There's books. This is literature.
This is not my feelings. This is not me just talking shit. This is a fact. A majority of the inventions, like 99%, were made by men.
Many women made inventions too.
Dude. There was a certain space and time where women weren't even allowed to pursue higher education. Couldn't even go get PhDs or become doctors. the fact that nobody's addressing that, and this is not me trying to argue for feminism. All I'm saying is you can't make this big, broad, sweeping argument about how 99% of inventions were made by men and not address the fact that women weren't allowed to invent or, like, get patents.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going on here. Fresh and Fit brings on a lot of bimbos, a lot of brainless, dumb, stupid bimbos that can only make money by taking pictures on Instagram. It don't take a genius to take pictures on Instagram and make money. It doesn't. Most of them are like OnlyFans chicks. All they can do is make money playing with themselves and stuff like that. They can't build a website and advertise in a marketing company from ground up. And I agree with what this chick on this podcast is saying. Like, women didn't really have that opportunity, and none of these bimbos on here are smart enough to make that argument. They're just, oh, well, you don't know. We don't know what that. They don't know nothing, you know. And that's the thing. Fresh and Fit always has these kind of chicks on there and whatnot. And they really, it's like they just have these chicks on here just to talk down on them. You know, and if I would, I would argue that Fresh and Fit, like Alpha's the, Myron's the alpha male of the show, and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle looking dude is the, he's a beta. He's not no alpha. He's not telling women what to do, man. You know, you could just look and tell, you know what I'm saying? He just follows Myron's lead. He's just a little co-star, you know. And whatnot, but I don't need to hear no more. Fresh and Fit are always going. This is their formula. Let's bring on a bunch of dumb bimbos. Let's talk down to them. And I agree with this beautiful lady on this podcast here that's talking with this white dude about, you know, they just didn't really have the opportunities, and now they got the opportunities to invent things, and, you know, they all want to be boss bitches and independent and whatnot. But, you know, you got to watch out because there got to be a balance. There got to be a balance. Yeah, I'm not going to react to no more. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.
Common sense is...
Yeah, my bad. Common sense does fit with reality. But yeah, once again, I thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.